Hi, this is Sean Ellis, and welcome to this week's edition of Sean Says, and I want to extend a very special welcome to all of you who are new members to the Gold Inner Circle. I'm glad to have you on board, and I look forward to doing some great things together. This week, I want to talk about three things that sleazy internet marketers know and why they matter to your speaking business. Now, let me just clear this up front. I said sleazy internet marketers to get your attention. I really don't think that all internet marketers are sleazy. Now, of course, some of them are, but most of them are really good, cool people. And even more important for this week, most of them are really brilliant when it comes to marketing. And there's some great lessons there for your speaking business. There are three things that it takes to be successful to be an internet marketer. If you boil it all down, if you simplify it, there are three things. Number one, build a list. You've got to have a list, obviously. Number two, build a relationship with the people on that list by being good to them, helping them out, just taking good care of them. And number three, you want to turn the people on that list into happy repeat customers, paying customers, of course. Those are the three things. It all boils down to that. Build a list, build a relationship with those on the list, and turn those people into happy repeat paying customers. Okay, now let's look at your speaking business. And I've got to ask you, do you have a list for your speaking business? Now, of course, you have a database of contacts, but do you have that assembled into a list that you can communicate with easily and regularly? And are you actively growing that list? Do you have mechanisms in place to bring more people into that list beyond just whoever calls you and inquires about a speaking engagement? Do you have something more than that that's specifically focused on building your list? And then as you engage with them, are you helping them and not just selling to them? Now, of course, selling is important. That's number three on the list of the three core components of being successful as an internet marketer. So once those on your list know you and like you and trust you, then are you selling something to them? Are you making sales? Because if you've just got a list and you've got a list of people who love you, but they never buy from you, then that's great, but that doesn't have a bottom line impact on your speaking business. You know, in my experience, most speakers don't think about building their business this way. When it comes to trying to get speaking engagements, they put up a website, create a one sheet, demo video, the basic marketing materials, and then they craft their pitch and they start smiling and dialing, as they say, or sending emails these days. They just put it out there and then see what happens. And, you know, it might look something like this. They call one lead, no sale there, move on to the next lead, no sale, next lead, no sale, next lead, no sale, and on and on. Then finally, next lead, and you get the sale, you get the booking. All right, excellent. All right, send out the contract, and here we go again. Next lead, no sale, next lead, no sale. You get the idea. That's the way most speakers think about building their speaking business. The main focus is on getting those paid speaking engagements. And now, ultimately, that's great. But what do you do in between? There are some things you can do that makes it so much easier than just going through that next lead, no sale process. And of course, I'm oversimplifying things here, but hopefully you get the point. As a real life illustration of this, I was talking with a speaker not too long ago who had been coached by a friend of mine to focus on building his list. And this friend was a speaker himself. And he was telling this other speaker, you know, focus on building your list, not just with potential booking contacts or, you know, people who could potentially book you, but also with your consumer types. In other words, that could be people who you would normally see in the audience of your events or people who buy your books, whatever it may be. You want to include them on your list too, as well as meeting planners, business leaders, and the ones who actually have the decision-making power to book you. Now, let me back up just for a minute before I continue this story. Building a list takes work if you do it right. I mean, there are a number of ways you can go about it. You can build landing pages on your website that specifically exist to draw people in. You can buy Google AdWords to attract leads. You can put articles out there. And of course, the biggest way as a speaker, you have a huge advantage over most people trying to build lists because you speak to hundreds, if not thousands, of people every week. So you need to get as many of those people as possible on your list. Now, how do you get people on your list? Well, you give them something valuable for free, something that makes it worthwhile for them to share their email address with you, which could be a free audio program, a special report, temporary access to your membership site if you've got a membership site, on and on and on. As a speaker, again, you have a great advantage because you've got all this content out there. Just give something away for free and people will give you their email address. Then once you get people on your list, you've got to communicate with them regularly. Show them that you care about them. Show them that you appreciate them. And then over time, one day they'll buy from you. Now, sometimes it'll happen within 24 hours, but usually not. Most of the time, it's going to be weeks or months or years. This is a process here. And that's why I say that the building a list and working the list takes time. It takes work. It's a challenge. So now let me get back to the speaker I was talking about. He balked at the idea of list building because his response was something to the effect of, hey, you know, I mean, I can get a paid speech for $10,000 to $15,000. Why do I want to bother with all this list building stuff and doing a newsletter and all these other things that, you know, giving this stuff away for free, and it may take weeks, months, or years for it to convert. I just want to get that $10,000 to $15,000 speaking engagement. Well, man, he totally missed the point on this. Because do you know how hard it is to convert a cold lead into a booking? I mean, of course you do. Getting somebody to make that move to pay $10,000 to $15,000 or whatever your fee is, whether it's more or less, you know, that's a big sale, a big first sale. And that's the way most speakers try to do it. But it's especially difficult if you've never even been able to talk to that prospect. And by that, I'm talking about people who may come to your website and look around and decide, you know, she's not for us or he's not for us, just doesn't look right. And then they move on, continue their speaker search. And when you lose a lead like that, you've probably lost them for good. They're probably not going to come back around. But this is where, if you've got a list system in place, list building and list engagement system, if you've got a compelling offer then to get them to opt in and join your list for free, don't you think that would be an easier first sale? We say sale, even though there's no money being transferred there, but don't you think that would be an easier first sale to make? Because then, you know, you bring them into your newsletter or whatever it may be, and they just might discover down the road that, hey, actually, that is the perfect speaker for my event. It might even be 2 years down the road after they've received lots of your stuff and gotten to know you, and you've probably totally given up on them. But because they were in this list mechanism that you have, they kept reading your stuff, and one day they called, and they're ready to book. And by the way, this is not just theory. This has actually happened to me, and it's also happened to individual speakers I know. I remember when I got a call from a client that I had continued staying in touch with, but I thought, you know, there's no way that's ever going to happen. And then about 2 years later, they called ready to book. You just don't know. So let me wrap all this up. This whole list building thing can, you know, it's a complex topic in itself, and we can actually address this in a future Gold Inner Circle strategy session. But to wrap up this week's message, I'll just close with this. Don't overlook the importance of these three core practices of internet marketers. If you're not giving serious consideration to building and cultivating your list, you're missing a big opportunity and making the work of growing your speaking business much more difficult than it needs to be. So that's that. And by the way, one last thing. I mentioned the anonymous leads that you might be missing on your website, those people who just come and will go away and you'll never hear from them again if you don't have a list system. But this also applies to people who you may talk to and go through the process, the speaker selection or evaluation process. And then at the end, you know, you get the good old, well, not this year, or we're going a different direction. And your choice, if you don't have a list system in place, your choice then is to either you make a note and follow up with them next year and go through the same process again, or, you know, maybe you follow up with them a few months down the road, you call them, whatever it is, you know, bug them with the phone calls when they're thinking, hey, I told you not this time around. But if you can get them on your list and let an automated process kick in and stay in touch with them for the next 12 months, so then next year they are primed and ready to go. Maybe they know you a little bit more and they realize, hey, this speaker can help. So, you know, the way you would use that is at the end of that call. If somebody says, we're going a different direction or not this year, you know, you say, hey, well, thanks for your consideration. I appreciate being in the mix. Can I at least add you to my newsletter list? And I've got some great free tips that I'll send you every week or every month or whatever it may be. Most of the time, they're going to say yes to that. And then that's one more lead you have in the mix that can potentially turn into a booking at some point down the road. So remember those three things that internet marketers know so well. Build a list, build a relationship with the people on that list, and turn those people into happy, repeat, paying customers. Make sure that's built in to your speaking business model. Have a great week and succeed speaking.